What up, what up, what up? It's your boy Bass, and you tuned in to another episode of Ends Podcast, man. This episode might be a little deep, man. Because we're going to ask you about what is your why. And your why should be the reason why you do anything. Like, that should be the purpose. Understanding that, you will understand why you're doing what you're doing. And you will be able to put forth, man, a crazy amount of energy and focus and discipline and sacrifice. But I'm going to start off with saying, like, what is the why for the reason why I started Ends and what Ends stand for. My why for Ends is, Ends started out as an outlet for some of my friends, people that was close to me, to be able to have their voices heard through various ways. Coming up in an environment where a lot of people don't feel like they have a voice, so they kind of take one, you feel me? And whatever they live in, they're going to live it to the fullest. So it used to be crazy. I used to be hanging out with my homies. They, you know, do what they do throughout the day and then go to the studio at night, make a track, then go back to the block and play that music while they do what they do all over again, you know, just for the homies. But I'm like, damn, like, y'all talking about y'all real life experiences, y'all really saying something, y'all really got movements. You know, like, I feel like everybody else can relate to this. I feel like everybody in the hood can relate to this. But it was just like, getting them to see that was just like, you know, kind of different because, you know, they never really been around, you know, the states and stuff like that. So saying that, you know, somebody else from other states want to hear you when they ain't even come to your neighborhood is, it's kind of difficult. So, you know, I took the initiative to do the extra research. I made a website, you feel me? I added music, let people be able to download it, start researching about marketing and, you know, start doing, like, little things. And next thing you know, I started learning, like, different skill sets, like learning how to build websites, understanding in depth, like, about social media campaigning for, like, artists and music and understanding digital downloads and, you know, digital transactions and things of that nature due to this and understanding how to monetize and build brands, you know. I also learned that, you know, by hitting the books, you know, trying to perfect the craft. And that is what kind of pushed me, that why, like, because I wanted to see these individuals make it. I wanted to see the people that's close to me, voices be heard. Because, you know, growing up in them type of environments, you lose a lot of people. I lost a lot of folks growing up. Like, childhood friends to, you know, family friends to, you know, influences, all type of stuff, man. It's deep. So it was just like, man, their stories need to be heard. Their voices need to be heard. One of the main reasons why I do this podcast, I give a chance to everyone to have their voice heard. It's a platform. It's a tool. It's a resource. It's part of my why. It's why I get up and do this all the time, like why I'm committed to putting out an episode. You know, so it's like I'm building everything around it. And that's one of the main reasons why it's called Eating in the Streets. And the abbreviations is Ends. Because it's eating the letter N, D-A, streets. Because everything started out at the ground level. The people that's really putting in the work. Not the ones that's sitting in the corporate office, but the ones that's actually sitting in the warehouses, the ones that's working in the factories, that's ones that's actually doing the cleaning, the one that's actually doing the setup for the concerts and all that type of stuff, you know. They got a story too. Everybody's story is valuable, from the role manager to the hype man. Like, everybody got a story, and everybody, you know, like, has an opportunity, and the opportunity has done something for them. They took their circumstances and made the best out of it, you know. And I feel like that is empowering. And if more people was to hear different stories of how individuals are doing that and how they happy doing that, they'll feel like, you know, it's easier for them to identify what is their why, in a sense. Or maybe feel like their why is even more powerful now because now they see somebody else that has identified what their why was and they're confident with it. You know? So when it come down to you, no matter if you're trying to be an entrepreneur, no matter if you're just trying to be a better person, no matter if you're just trying to build a brand, you're just trying to start a new, something just like a new endeavor in life, like a new job, like what is your why? Like if it, even if it's a 9-to-5, like what is your why? Is you just going there just to go pay the bills? Is you going to try to progress in life? Is this a stepping stone? Is you trying to work your way up within this company because you think it's a prestigious company? Like, is this like an opportunity for you to help provide resources for your family? Like, identify what that is for yourself. And I promise you, you'll start to see different movements in your life. And it's your boy Baz. And you just tuned in to another episode of Ian's Podcast, man. And if you're really supporting the movement, you're really liking what we're doing, go ahead and subscribe or go ahead and make a contribution or donation to the podcast, man, so we can focus on getting more people experiences and also upgrading our equipment and marketing, you know. And at the same time, even if you just liking the brand and the movement, man, you just want to just be a part of the movement, you can also go shop for our merchandise, man. The link is in the description below. And we out of here.